This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1045, American Football and Taking a Knee. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. We are in the middle of American football season. We tell you in this episode about one of the biggest issues in football and American society today, and how you can have a conversation about this topic with native speakers in English.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Jessica, are you going to be watching football this weekend?
No, I can say definitely not.
I've
never been an American football fan. You know, if listeners of All Ears English, if you guys listen to our IELTS podcast, you'll probably be well aware of my lifelong passion for soccer. And there's this kind of, I feel like those two sports are like enemies, like American football and soccer.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I think it's because like all, you know, soccer is like European and like global, and American football is decidedly not.
Oh, that's interesting. That's one perspective. I mean, in my place here in Boston, I have my housemate here who is a very much a hardcore football fan. I never would have guessed it. Oh, yeah. she watches a lot of football, She loves the game. Her family is very much into football, college football, NFL.
Oh, gosh.
There's always a lot of commentary on. And she's actually helped me to understand that how complex it is as a game.
It is super complicated. Yeah. I think that's one thing that it turns me off from it, and probably other people as well. It's like when you're watching this on TV and the ref or the sidelinesman or whoever is like has all these complicated hand motions and arm twirlings.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no idea what any of this means. It seems like there are so many rules that are broken. I don't know. Yeah. I find it very confusing.
Oh, I think there's a huge learning curve, but I think that's why some people who watch it love it so much, because it's so complex and strategic it actually is really, there's a lot of thought behind it. And I never knew that. I always had my stereotypes about football and football players and who watches football, but that's blown my stereotypes apart. So anyways, it's always nice to be refreshed with having your stereotypes blown apart. But speaking of issues, I mean, we are moving into football season here, Jessica, in the U.S., and there's a major kind of political / social issue that is riding on football right now. So guys, we thought that we would actually share this with you today and the two different perspectives on this issue so that you can maybe engage in conversations when this topic comes up.
It is fascinating, you guys. And yes, it is a very American thing that's happening. But the perspectives that we can talk about in relation to this, I think you can draw parallels with movements happening in your country or that have happened in your country as well. Mm-hmm. So as you listen to today's conversation and learn some vocabulary, think about how you can take this vocab and connect it to your own cultural timelines. I think that's interesting.
Exactly. So Jessica, how does pretty much every American sport being played live starts with one very important event, one important kind of ceremony / ritual. And what is that?
The national anthem. So even at high school games, I mean, every sports game, especially, you know, the bigger ones like football and basketball, baseball, the national anthem is always played. And there's like maybe a famous person singing if it's a pro game. And everybody, all the fans stand up, take their hats off, put their right hand over their heart, and are supposed to sing along, right? So it's a patriotic moment before the match.
Yeah, exactly. And that's always kind of just been expected and accepted, and it's always been done, and it's never been questioned until one athlete actually started to question that. And who is that athlete, Jessica, that we're going to talk about today?
Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick is how you say his name. So he has become a household name in America, and he even starred in a Nike ad, which caused a lot of controversy a couple weeks ago. And because of his action, so he was the first player to take a knee on the field during the national anthem.
Yeah. So why did he do that? I mean, that's kind of the key issue, right, guys? So he did this because he was actually trying to give a voice to and give kind of a chance to acknowledge police brutality that is happening specifically towards African American men.
Exactly. So he was using his role at like on this national platform, right? Yeah. Like everybody's watching on TV. Millions of Americans are watching this. And he's trying to use that role to draw attention to a larger social issue. And a lot of people had a problem with that. And a lot of people admired it, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are two sides of this, right? So a lot of, especially, you know, people who are used to just showing up at the game, watching the game on TV and just, you know, respecting, for example, our veterans and our country with the national anthem, they see it as an attack and a disrespect towards the country and the national anthem. They see it as a lack of patriotism, as an unpatriotic act. But what does the other side see it as?
I think a lot of people those who support Kaepernick, see it at not, it's not against America. It's not saying like, oh, I don't like this country or I don't like veterans. It has nothing to do with that opinion, right?
Yeah.
I think it is, you know, I've heard it explained this way, which I really like, that in one way it is respectful towards veterans because saying you fought for our country, thank you. Like, thank you for fighting for our country. And I want this country you fought for to be the best.
Yeah.
And there are things that are not the best about it, right? So it's saying like, we could be better. Like, I love this country and therefore I want you to be better. So I like that take on it. It's sort of pulling from a positive place and sort of a hopeful future by recognizing that African Americans are disproportionately targeted by the police. There are so many studies that prove this, and saying that the violence, the police brutality, that phrase, brutality, against African Americans needs to be brought out into the light and addressed.
Yeah, I love that idea that it's a way to kind of challenge our country to be better, to you know, to improve as a country, to be aware of, you know, our subconscious biases. You know what I mean?
I
mean, the police force should be undergoing kind of training to be aware of certain biases that they may possess. Because, yeah, if you guys just go to Google and type in police brutality U.S. or, for example, police shootings in the U.S. in the last few years, it's actually been coming up very often. It feels like every 3 months or so, there is a black man shot by at the hands of a white police officer.
At the time that Kaepernick, I keep saying his name wrong. Yeah. At the time that he began this protest, where he took a knee, right? Take a knee, guys. That's just when you support yourself by one knee on the ground, right? So you can see this in any picture of what these protests look like. So at the time that he took a knee, there were several high-profile cases in the States about black men being shot by police officers. And they shouldn't have been, obviously. That's why it was an issue. So if you look this up, you'll see the image of him taking a knee.
Yeah. I mean, some of these events that have happened, though, are so extreme in the sense that maybe the man that was shot, the African-American man, in some cases didn't even have a firearm on him.
Right.
Right. And that's kind of what the issue is about. It's about an immediate rush to shoot someone, often due to an unconscious bias. Right.
And regardless of, I mean, there's a lot of bad sides to, you know, news being instantly available and misinformation. But the positive side of that aspect of our technological culture is that a lot of these incidences were caught on video by people involved in the incident or either outside the incident, sometimes the police camera itself. Mm-hmm. And therefore it was like immediately, it was visceral because people could experience this through the video. So it made a much larger impact on society by saying like, this is the proof. It's on video. This is what happened. A guy was just in his car with his wife and daughter doing nothing.
Right.
And he was shot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, police departments are, from what I've heard, probably not every one of them, but some of them are making an effort to put in place certain things like actual cameras on every cop, for example.
Yeah.
You know, taking note of everything the cop does and everything around him at that moment, or different training that's going on. So I think police departments around the U.S. are actually trying to prevent this or kind of, mediate this.
They're addressing it for sure. Mm-hmm. And in the corporate world as well, a friend of mine works for Nike here in Portland, and he has to go, he has to undergo an unconscious biases training session at Nike. So this wider movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, Kaepernick taking a knee is part of this. So if you guys just Google Black Lives Matter timeline, you're gonna see the history of this. And this is calling many organizations to take action with their workforce, right? So police, yes, first and foremost, that needs to be addressed first. But also in the wider world, like private enterprises.
Guys, remember, after any episode, you can always come back to our blog to review our show notes and to add a comment to discuss the topic more. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type in the episode number to get to that episode. We'll see you on the blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Yes. No, totally. 100%. And that is moving into the corporate world as well. I mean, I personally think this is a great thing to be, you know, for Colin Kaepernick to use his platform, as we've said, to draw attention to this issue. And I reject the idea that it's a problem that, for example, our Sunday afternoon football game gets slightly disturbed. I feel like a lot of people just don't want the issue to come into sports, but that's where you reach the general public. That's where you reach the people who need to know about this, right? Because maybe certain people are not necessarily going to hunt down this information and educate themselves on the issue. But if you interrupt their Sunday afternoon football game, then you might get them more aware of it. And honestly, like, that's my perspective.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. So the one way you could describe what Kaepernick is doing is he's boycotting the national anthem. I don't see it like that. I think that's quite an extreme way to look at it, but that's how it's been written about. So to boycott something is to refuse to take part in it in order to draw attention to another issue. Right.
So you're saying it is a form of protest.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying that boycott, like, historically has been used for more like organized events where groups boycott certain things. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think to boycott something, I feel like that it makes it more negative than it is. I feel like mm-hmm. it would turn people off of it if you describe mm-hmm. his action as boycotting the national anthem, because yeah. that's this other side. That's kind of supporting the other side, saying that, like, oh, he hates America. That's why yeah. he's doing this. And that's not true. Like, he's not boycotting our country by doing this, right? He's drawing attention mm-hmm. to an issue that exists. So, yeah, I think he's using his platform in a very positive way. So platform, guys, this issue of platform, this is important. Stars today, celebrities, actors, athletes, they all have platforms. They have fans. People want to know about their private lives and their opinions and their views. And a lot of people, increasingly today, as we're so polarized and politics are up front of everything, a large number of famous people are using their platform as they have a reach over millions of people. They're using this to draw attention to the issues that they care about most.
Yeah, which is so cool, because again, there's a direct connection between the athletes or the stars and their fans. It's not that they have to go through press releases anymore, or through the NFL or through the USTA or whatever it is, direct athlete to fan. So there's a lot of communication there, a lot of influence that they could have. So cool.
Yeah. No, exactly. I love it. And some of my favorite soccer stars, my favorite female soccer stars, have used their platforms as well to draw attention to feminist issues and equality. So I love it. I think it's hugely popular. I guess also because I usually agree with the platforms that they're that they're using.
Yeah. And then, I mean, of course, there are other platforms that promote other views too. I mean, that's kind of the mixed blessing of we've had issues of like false news and people spreading rumors as well. So there are two sides to this. But guys, the point is, you know, this is an issue that's pretty similar to the issues in our course, the Connected Communicator. This is a deep issue that you want to be able to have a conversation about. So let's just review the vocab today, guys, that Jessica, that our listeners could use to talk about this. So it's boycott is the first one, right?
Yes.
So to kind of, I would also say to kind of demonstrate, right? It's kind of a demonstration. Yeah. Typically, exactly. I think of a demonstration as a group of people with signs, but I would call this a demonstration too, because he's actually taking an action kind of against something. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, it would be interesting for you to comment on this episode about famous instances of boycotts in your country, because, you know, historically, boycotts and protests, this is how things change. This is how things get changed, just because politicians see that a large number of people in the country are not going to take this anymore. So I would love to see your comments, guys, if you can name any celebrities these days in your country that are using their platform to draw attention to something. I would also love to read about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that I wonder what percentage of NFL players are African Americans. They're all men, obviously. But I wonder what percentage are African American, because I mean, that's the piece right there, right? I mean, this is the thing. These men are playing a game and playing a sport, but in their private lives, they are in some cases in these altercations with cops and being victimized. Right. So it's like, if they're here to put on this show of this football game, like, and then they're being subjected to this kind of abuse on the outside, like in their private lives, it's just, it's a controversial issue. It's real. It's a good issue, guys, to go into.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. I've heard in different TV shows and podcasts and stuff, people talking about the situation Driving While Black, DWB. And they say it doesn't matter if you're a rich football star. It doesn't matter if you live in the projects. It doesn't matter. If you are a black person behind the wheel of a nice car, the police are going to pay attention to you. Right? In a negative way. So there, I mean, there's just so many issues connected to this. And this, like Lindsay and I were saying, this is why a boycott, a demonstration like this is so important, because it starts these conversations. So guys, this is also addressed in the course. We do talk about the Black Lives Matter movement and allow you to research that and learn about that. So
yeah, that's true. We do. We definitely talk about, like, well, the history of slavery and all of that. I mean, we don't go specifically into police brutality, I don't think, but we definitely go into this issue and we give you guys some of the tools that you'll need. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So guys, to get more information on that course, go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Jessica, any closing thoughts here? Anything we want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, actually, I have been interested in the distinction between how the NFL is handling this and the NBA is handling this. So the NFL, the football league, they are totally against these protests for the most part, whereas the NBA is not. They are allowing their players more freedom to voice their opinions. So I that reflects interestingly on the sports and the leagues to me.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so we'll have to dig into this again. Let's watch this issue and see what happens this year in the 2018 football season, 2019, and maybe we'll do an update on it. So,
okay, sounds
good. We'll come back to it. So, guys, engage, you know, with native speakers on this topic and others. Like, don't be afraid to go into these deeper topics. That's what you guys are here for. Right, to push your level that much higher, and we're giving you the tools to do it. So, don't shy away from these conversations.
Exactly. Dive in, you guys. These are the conversations that are memorable, right? These are the ones that will change how you look at the world. Like, that's how huge it could be. So definitely dive in, you guys.
Yeah, I love it. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/connection to learn more about that course. And we'll see you back on here next week. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.